Leviticus 25:47 through 27:13. Now, if the means of a stranger or of a foreign resident with you become sufficient, and a countryman of yours becomes poor in relation to him, and sells himself to a stranger who is residing with you, or to one of the descendants of the stranger's family, then he shall have redemption right after he has been sold. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or one of his blood relatives from his family may redeem him, or if he prospers, he may redeem himself. He, then, with his purchaser, shall calculate from the year when he sold himself to him up to the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall correspond to the number of years calculated. It is like the days of the hired worker, that he will be with him. If there are still many years remaining, he shall refund part of his purchase price in proportion to them for his own redemption. But if few years remain until the year of Jubilee, he shall so calculate with him. In proportion to his years, he is to refund the amount for his redemption. He shall be with him like a worker hired year by year. He shall not rule over him with severity in your sight. Even if he is not redeemed by these means, he shall still leave in the year of Jubilee, he and his sons with him. For the sons of Israel are my servants. They are my servants whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves a carved image or a memorial stone, nor shall you place a figured stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season, so that the land will yield its produce, and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshing season will last for you until grape gathering, and grape gathering will last until sowing time. So you will eat your food to the full, and live securely in your land. I shall also grant peace in the land, so that you may lie down, with no one to make you afraid. I shall also eliminate harmful animals from the land, and no sword shall pass through your land. Instead, you will chase your enemies, and they will fall before you by the sword. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. So I will turn toward you, and make you fruitful and multiply you. And I will confirm my covenant with you, and you will eat the old supply and clear out the old because of the new. Moreover, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, so that you would not be their slaves, and I broke your yoke and made you walk erect. But if you do not obey me, and do not carry out all these commandments, if instead you reject my statutes, and if your soul loathes my ordinances, so as not to carry out all my commandments, but rather to break my covenant, I, in turn, will do this to you. I will summon a sudden terror against you, consumption and fever that will make the eyes fail and the soul languish. Also, you will sow your seed uselessly, for your enemies will eat it. And I will set my face against you, so that you will be defeated before your enemies. And those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. If also after these things you do not obey me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. I will also break down your pride of power. And I will make your sky like iron, and your earth like bronze. Your strength will be consumed uselessly, For your land will not yield its produce, and the trees of the land will not yield their fruit. Yet, if you show hostility toward me, and are unwilling to obey me, I will increase the plague on you 7 times according to your sins. I will also let loose among you the animals of the field, which will deprive you of your children and eliminate your cattle, and reduce your number so that your roads become deserted. And if by these things you do not learn your lesson regarding me, but you show hostility toward me, then I in turn will show hostility toward you, and I, even I, will strike you 7 times for your sins. I will also bring upon you a sword which will execute vengeance for the covenant. And when you gather together into your cities, I will send a plague among you, so that you will be handed over to the enemy. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in 1 oven, and they will bring back your bread in rationed amounts, so that you will eat and not be satisfied. Yet, if in spite of this you do not obey me, but act with hostility against me, then I will act with wrathful hostility toward you. And I, for my part, will punish you 7 times for your sins. Further, you will eat the flesh of your sons, and you will eat the flesh of your daughters. I then will destroy your high places, and cut down your incense altars, and pile your remains on the remains of your idols, for my soul will loathe you. I will turn your cities into ruins as well, and make your sanctuaries desolate, and I will not smell your soothing aromas. I will make the land desolate, so that your enemies who settle in it will be appalled at it. You, however, I will scatter among the nations, and I will draw out a sword after you. As your land becomes desolate, and your cities become ruins, then the land will restore its Sabbaths, all the days of the desolation, while you are in your enemy's land. Then the land will rest and restore its Sabbaths. All the days of its desolation, it will have the rest that it did not have on your Sabbaths, while you were living on it. As for those among you who are left, I will also bring despair into their hearts in the land of their enemies. And the sound of a scattered leaf will chase them, and even when no one is pursuing, they will flee as though from the sword, and they will fall. They will then stumble over each other as if running from the sword, although no one is pursuing. And you will have no strength to stand before your enemies. Instead, you will perish among the nations, and your enemies' land will consume you. So those of you who may be left will rot away because of their wrongdoing in the lands of your enemies. And also because of the wrongdoing of their forefathers, they will rot away with them. But if they confess their wrongdoing and the wrongdoing of their forefathers, and their unfaithfulness which they committed against me, and also in their acting with hostility against me, I also was acting with hostility against them to bring them into the land of their enemies. Or if their uncircumcised heart is humbled so that they make amends for their wrongdoing, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant also with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham as well. And I will remember the land, for the land will be abandoned by them, and will restore its Sabbaths while it is made desolate without them. They, meanwhile, will be making amends for their wrongdoing, because they rejected my ordinances, and their soul loathed my statutes. Yet, in spite of this, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I so loathe them as to destroy them, breaking my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will remember for them the covenant with their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, so that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and ordinances and laws which the Lord established between himself and the sons of Israel through Moses on Mount Sinai. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when someone makes an explicit vow, he shall be valued according to your assessment of persons belonging to the Lord. If your assessment is of a male 20 years or even 60 years old, then your assessment shall be 50 shekels of silver, by the shekel of the sanctuary. Or if the person is a female, then your assessment shall be 30 shekels. And if the person is from 5 years, even to 20 years old, then your assessment for a male shall be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if the person is from a month, even up to 5 years old, then your assessment shall be 5 shekels of silver for a male, and for a female your assessment shall be 3 shekels of silver. If the person is from 60 years old and upward, if a male, then your assessment shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is poorer than your assessment, then he shall be presented before the priest, and the priest shall assess him, according to the means of the one who vowed, the priest shall assess him. Now, if it is an animal of the kind that one can present as an offering to the Lord, any such animal that one gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not replace it, nor exchange it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. Yet if he does exchange animal for animal, then both it and its substitute shall become holy. If, however, it is any unclean animal of the kind which one does not present as an offering to the Lord, then he shall place the animal before the priest, and the priest shall assess it as either good or bad. As you, the priest, assess it, so shall it be. But if he should ever want to redeem it, then he shall add a fifth of it to your assessment." Luke 16. Now he was also saying to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions. He summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What am I to do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes.' And he summoned each one of his master's debtors, and he began saying to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he said, 100 jugs of oil. And he said to them, 'Take your bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' And he said, 100 cores of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill, and write 80. And his master complimented the unrighteous manager, because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it is all gone, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. The one who is faithful in a very little thing is also faithful in much, and the one who is unrighteous in a very little thing is also unrighteous in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust true wealth to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things, and were ridiculing him. And he said to them, You are the ones who justify yourselves in the sight of people, but God knows your hearts, because that which is highly esteemed among people is detestable in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John came. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one stroke of a letter of the law to fail. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries one who is divorced from a husband commits adultery. Now, there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, enjoying himself in splendor every day. And a poor man, named Lazarus, was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed from the scraps which fell from the rich man's table. Not only that, the dogs also were coming and licking his sores. Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's arms. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he raised his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his arms. And he cried out and said, Father, Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been set, so that those who want to go over from here to you will not be able, nor will any people cross over from there to us. And he said, Then I request of you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not come to this place of torment as well. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. 1 Corinthians 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this: Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or do only Barnabas and I have no right to refrain from working? Who at any time serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its fruit? Or who tends a flock and does not consume some of the milk of the flock? I am not just asserting these things according to human judgment, am I? Or does the law not say these things as well? For it is written in the law of Moses, You shall not muzzle the ox while it is threshing. God is not concerned about oxen, is he? Or is he speaking entirely for our sake? Yes, it was written for our sake, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher to thresh in hope of sharing in the crops. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share the right over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right. but we endure all things so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who perform sacred services eat the food of the temple, and those who attend regularly to the altar have their share from the altar? So also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. But I have used none of these things, and I have not written these things so that it will be done so in my case, for it would be better for me to die than that. No one shall make my boast an empty one, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast about, for I am under compulsion. For woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a commission nonetheless. What then is my reward? That, when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all people, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I may gain more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, so that I might gain Jews. To those who are under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being under the law myself, so that I might gain those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, I became as one without the law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I might gain those who are without the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They do it to obtain a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not to run aimlessly. I box in such a way as to avoid hitting air. But I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave, so that, after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Proverbs 21:21-31. One who pursues righteousness and loyalty finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise person scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. One who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles. Proud, arrogant, scoffer are his names, one who acts with insolent pride. The desire of the lazy one puts him to death, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he is craving, while the righteous gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with evil intent? A false witness will perish, but a person who listens will speak forever. A wicked person displays a bold face, but as for the upright, he makes his way sure. There is no wisdom, no understanding, and no plan against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. My heart is moved with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the most handsome of the sons of mankind. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, mighty one, in your splendor and majesty, and in your majesty ride on victoriously. For the cause of truth, humility, and righteousness, let your right hand teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp. The people fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your companions. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, alloys, and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you joyful. Kings' daughters are among your noble women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, daughter, look and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will crave your beauty, because he is your lord. Bow down to him. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The wealthy among the people will seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She will be brought to the king in colorful garments. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to you. They will be brought with joy and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. In place of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will make your name known among all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever.